This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. City of Eau Claire officials are warning local residents about a significant road construction project that will take place this summer. According to a press release, the project will take place on Cameron Street from Bellinger Street to Madison Street and on Mappa Street from Madison Street to Cameron Street. The project will see the removal of the existing asphalt surface, sanitary sewer and water main installations, sidewalk repairs, and more. Construction work is currently scheduled to begin on Monday and is expected to wrap up by the end of August. City of Chippewa Falls officials are encouraging residents to take advantage of weekly pop-up parties at a number of local parks this summer. Chippewa Falls Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department officials say the pop-up parties will take place on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. During the events throughout the summer, a pop-up park cargo van will visit various parks around the city, bringing with it things like sports equipment, arts and crafts materials, and even an occasional petting zoo to encourage kids to get outside and stay active. The Dunn County Humane Society is inviting Chippewa Valley residents to their annual Scramble for the Animals golf outing fundraiser next week. The fundraiser will take place at Tanglewood Greens in Menominee on Monday beginning at 10:30 a.m. In addition to 18 holes of golf, the fundraiser will also feature exclusive raffles, a barbecue dinner, and more. Interested community members can register for the event on the Dunn County Humane Society website. Residents looking to register for the event as a team can also do so through Saturday. The School District of Arcadia has been awarded grant funding from the state to expand its automotive-focused fabrication lab at Arcadia High School. According to a press release, the district will receive a total of $25,000 in matching grant funding through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Fabrication Laboratories Grant Program. That funding will go towards the purchase of advanced welding and fabrication equipment, providing students with additional high-tech tools and new opportunities to learn valuable manufacturing skills. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The road might buckle up. The DOT is warning drivers to watch for pavement buckling as high temperatures move across parts of Wisconsin this week. Pavement buckles can happen when the weather quickly shifts from cool to very hot. As the pavement expands, slabs can push against each other and create sudden bumps or dips in the road. Officials say it's difficult to predict where buckling may happen, so drivers should stay alert, slow down, and keep their full attention on the roadway. Drivers can check 511 Wisconsin for the latest traffic incidents or delays. Serious pavement problems should be reported by calling 911. The owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company is pushing back after being left off the ballot for governor. According to WizPolitics, Kirk Bangstad now plans to take the fight to court. State election officials say Bangstad only had about 1,500 valid signatures to get on the Democratic ballot. That's well below the required 2,000. Bangstad argues some were thrown out unfairly and wants to know how close he really came. He has faced criticism in the past for controversial statements, including social media posts about wishing for the death of President Donald Trump. For now, the Elections Commission is moving ahead with finalizing the ballot. And tourism is booming across Wisconsin, hitting a record $27 billion in economic impact in 2025. Recent numbers show growth in every corner of the state. Officials say Southeast Wisconsin played a key role, with all seven counties seeing gains. Milwaukee County alone contributed $4.4 billion, while the city drew more than 22 million visitors. State leaders say the industry supports jobs and local businesses statewide. Total visits reached nearly 118 million last year. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The crew lose in Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the A's 7-5 and snapped a four-game Brewers winning streak. Milwaukee's Robert Gasser giving up four home runs in five innings pitched. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's got to grow from this and understand to pitch in the big leagues. You got to have an out pitch. You got to have something that, you know, they can swing and miss at.
Gasser after the loss.
You know, knowing it's like odds are might probably going to go out. So just trying to limit those, but, you know, ran to a couple of them. Just got to execute a couple, put a couple off speed pitches a little bit better. But the four seam played pretty well. Sinker was good. Just played really well. Just a couple that got away from me that ended up out of the park.
The series wraps up tonight. NFL, Packers mandatory minicamp continues today in Green Bay. Boys High School Golf, Edgerton's Owen Waggy shot an 8-under par to win the Division I state title at University Ridge in Madison. Cade Whelan of Milton was second at 7-under. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Chippewa Valley
Weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. Partly sunny, very warm and humid, with showers and storms rolling in by later in the day. Some storms could be severe, high temperatures in the upper 80s. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms during the early evening, then becoming mostly clear, low near 60. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.